It's Isaiah, it's Genesis, brother. Genesis 15. I'm going to read most all of this chapter. It takes a little bit of time, but I think we need to get the context. In Genesis 15:1, the Bible says, "And these sayings, the word of the Lord came, after these sayings, the word of the Lord came unto Abram, saying, or in a vision saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." I'll tell you what, every evening I ask God to cleanse me through the blood. I'm not worthy of him being my shield, my reward, but he is my shield and my reward. Praise God. And Abram said, "Lord God, what will thou give me, seeing I go childless? You haven't done anything for me. What makes you, I can't? You haven't done anything for me. You say that you're going to do this, but I'm childless. The steward of my house is Eliezer of Damascus." And Abram said, "Behold, thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward the heaven and the stars. Tell the stars if I be able to number them." And he said unto him, "So shall thy seed be." And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it unto him for righteousness. And he said unto him, "I am the Lord that brought thee out of the Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it." And he said, "Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it?" He said unto him, "Take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." He took unto him all these, divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abram drove them away. Now, where do you think those fowls come from? That's the devil trying to interrupt his praise unto the Lord. We have seen a beautiful sacrifice. This music. These young people. Playing the piano. Playing guitars, singing. Oh, we're so blessed. And we hear this music fit for any place. I mean, Nashville's no better than right here. Brother, this is the sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. And Satan would do everything he can to send the birds. I want to talk to you today about driving away the birds. Think about this. Abraham is the one that drove away the birds. The sun was going down. And when the fowls came down on the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. God didn't drive away the birds. Abraham drove away the birds. You got any birds in your life? I look back and my wife's stroke, been in that wheelchair for 10 years. We have to drive that bird away in order to praise the Lord. My son died. That was a tough bird to drive away. But you have to drive away the bird. Brother Sonny, you and Della have been through some things. Those birds They got to get away from you before you can praise God. You got to get loose. Oh, Brother Mike, that terrible disease, that's tough. But you know something? You're going to drive that bird away so that you can praise God. Get it out of your mind. Get it out of your heart. Get yourself free so that you can come in here and offer the sacrifice unto the Lord. We got to get these things out of us. We got to get our jobs out of us. We got to get our relatives out of us. We got to get our friends out of us. We got to get this world out of us so we can praise God. Amen. This world's going to pieces. They're slaughtering babies by the thousand. Homosexuals marching everywhere. This world is going to pieces. Yeah. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for that. How long is he going to put up with America? You say, oh, we're great and we're wanting to listen. God could take a little nation that you never heard of and take America away.
Yeah.
He did it to Israel. He can do it to us. Folks, we got to get rid of these birds. We got to get rid of these vultures that are trying to get in between us and the Lord, and so that our sacrifice will not be accepted. We're given glorious sacrifices, but if our mind and our heart is not clear, if we can't come in here and forget all our troubles, forget all of the problems, forget all everything, just to praise and worship God and to love Him and rejoice with this people. Oh, we have an opportunity today to see the Holy Spirit walk the aisles of this church. If you've never been in a service like that, I hope that you will.
Amen.
Brother Joe told me last Sunday night you all approached almost to when the Holy Spirit would walk the aisle.
Yeah.
And everybody was quiet and everything was concentrated and everything was given unto the Lord with praise.
Amen.
The mountains will shake. Fire coming down from God.
Amen.
Oh, I wish we could see it.
Yeah.
We need to see it. We need to see it in our heart. Lord, we need your presence.
Yeah.
We need the Holy Spirit in our midst.
Right.
We're a needy people. Oh God, we need you today in this world. And when he had driven away the birds, the sun was going down, and a deep sleep fell on Abraham, and lo, the horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall affect them 400 years. That's in Egypt. Let's skip on down to verse 17. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp passed between those pieces. The sacrifice, the praise unto God. And the burning furnace and the burning lamp. Listen, if we could see the presence of the Holy Spirit today pass down these aisles like a burning lamp, and we could touch the very presence of God, and God touch the very thoughts of our hearts. And let's get our mind, let's get the birds out of here. Let's get everything that Satan's put in our way, and every sadness and every sorrow that you've got that's worrying you today. Get it out of here. Run the birds out so that we can praise in the glorious, glorious way the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might see His glory, that we might rejoice in His praise, that we might see the very presence of God. The Bible says to us in James, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Yeah. Folks, we got to drive away the birds of life and come in here to praise and worship God and see the sacrifices offered unto God and see the burning lamp of the Holy Spirit pass in our midst. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and He will lift you up. He is our shield. He is our great reward. It's through the blood. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, I claim the blood. The blood of Jesus that was promised to me to cleanse me from my failures, my sins, my shortcomings, that I can approach unto you. Lord, I can't approach unto you anyway except through the blood. All things are things that we must do in order to be lifted up. But thou, man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, goodness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto that are also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. There are things that we must do in order to receive a good testimony among many witnesses. Satan send the vultures upon the sacrifice. These young people coming up here singing, oh, that choir song. Hallelujah. Those voices lifting praise to God. You don't find any better than that. That was a good time. Oh God, would this be a good time? Would this be a moment in which with clean hearts and pure minds that we might now offer the sacrifice of praise unto His name? The only way you're going to do that is drive away the birds. Recognize that there's birds attacking us. Recognize that people in this world today used to try to get rich. Now they're just trying to get by. We just want to get by. We just want to make it. We just want to have a time that we can sit there just for a few minutes and rest as we fight our way through this life and this world. It's become a battle to live in this world. Please excuse me there. I'll tell you what, this old runny nose is another bird.
Amen.
Got to get over this thing. Got to praise God anyway.
Amen.
Got to give Him glory anyway. Oh, is He worth it? Yes.
Amen.
See the majesty and the glory of God. Look at the sunrise. Look at the sunset. Look at the stars. Look at what God's made. And know that you're but a speck of dust. Why in the world would God care about me? But hallelujah, He does. He's promised to cleanse me through the blood if I would only surrender to Him and trust Him. If you'll surrender to Him today with a pure heart and a pure mind and submit yourself unto Him, He'll lift you up and set you upon the rock and give you those things that you need. Hallelujah. What a Savior. What a Savior. I can't worship Him enough. I can't lift Him up enough. Oh, that I had the voice, the intelligence, and the ability to offer praise unto God sufficient to were that He would accept my praise and give me the wonderful prize of the presence of His Son and angels to watch over me and the Holy Spirit walk the aisle of this church and we can rejoice and relax and worship and have the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, oh, if you could feel that, if you could see that, if you could see God come down in glory. If you're here today and you haven't surrendered yourself and submitted yourself unto Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have any other option. The only thing you can do is surrender yourself unto the Lord and beg the blood. Oh, if you're here today without that, how can you go out the door and get in the car and go out here at this death trap they call a road? You could be gone in a heartbeat. And you could stand before God and He can read off all the accusations against you. And you're going to see me again because I'll be a witness against you saying, I tried to tell him. I tried to tell her. And they wouldn't listen. Today, drive everything out of your heart and listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Stand, please.